Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is the Scholar Report. Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. The retail space, the office space, every space, very much now influenced by headlines out of Europe. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, to comment on these headlines. This is Bloomberg reporting. Boris Johnson issues work-from-home guidance to curb Omicron in UK. Plan B, COVID rules include vaccine passports in large venues, goes the subhead. New measures announced amid fallout over Downing Street party. What we're looking at here is a complete change of direction from these last weeks. What was is no longer. There are statistics pouring out about Omicron. The major factor is that Boris Johnson has made a speech to the nation about the rapid increase of positives because of Omicron. My experience over these last months and more than a year and a half in talking to Chris is always we're cautious about what is a back to normal date. Now, Boris Johnson has made me not only cautious, but wonder if there's ever going to be such a date. Chris, a very good evening to you. You very carefully have reminded me for months, this ain't over. Here it is. It's not just that there's a variant. We weren't told to expect that. It's that a major government, the UK, where you do a lot of business, has reversed itself. Did that surprise you? Is it coming our way? Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, John. What's surprising is that while Omicron seems to be spreading rapidly, especially as UK projections are showing, it does not appear that death rates or mortality is ticking up significantly. So the question really becomes twofold. One, if it is not more lethal, why are we locking down or why are we seeing these greater restrictions? Two, what does this mean for business going forward? Do we start to lock down over seasonal colds or the flu or other? We're staring, I think, at the edge of an economic pit. And the economic pit is that the government's going to continue to lock down businesses or prevent people from going back to cities on large scales at the drop of a hat. How do you plan for business going forward? And all of the vendors, all of the small restaurants, childcare, tailors, dry cleaners, etc., that survive based on people going to the office, what does the new economic model look like for those companies if these lockdowns are an ongoing thing and people are still scared out of their minds to return to work? It changes big parts of the economy, and there's going to be a huge series of economic ripples coming off of that.
The reporting continues. The new measures reflect concerns the new COVID-19 strain could overwhelm hospitals, given the UK has recorded a high daily caseload for months, even before Omicron emerged. That is what we started with, Chris. This was about flattening the curve. That was language from early 2020. And the idea was that there was going to be a day that the curve was flattened, that hospitals were adequate for this. Now it begins all over again. We have the vaccine now. Has the vaccine made a difference? We're told yes, although Pfizer is now advising everyone with double Pfizer to get triple Pfizer. I suspect that'll be the same with Moderna. I don't know. I haven't seen a headline on that. AstraZeneca, that's one story. Johnson & Johnson, that's another story. So there's a mystery here about what the vaccines have achieved. We're told a better outcome, but in any event, that isn't connecting to the ability to recover or for the economy to have a date certain when we're out of this. What is your measure of your customers? Are they frustrated? Are they determined? Do they keep, it's like you have to pencil in the return date and then you erase it again. What do you hear, Chris?
The customers are frozen, and the customers are frozen in decisioning because, again, business can act or react to any guidance, to any specific plan, but it continues to feel like there's not a plan. I think you see specifically over the past weekend in Europe, as you're seeing more and more rioting, violence in protest of the vaccine mandates. You're seeing vaccine fatigue now in large populations around portions of the world to say, what is the end game? I don't know that anyone seems to either have or be able to communicate an end strategy to this of moving from pandemic to endemic. And again, if someone from a government perspective came out and said, all right, here's the game plan, here's what we're going to do, but it very much feels like we're flying seat of the pants day by day, wave by wave.
The headlines from Great Britain include British authorities say the Omicron variant could result in over 1 million total infections by the end of the month. Now, that may be the unvaccinated, but it's in any event, Britain is very heavily vaccinated. They've been driving the bus saying that we're out of this, we're going to celebrate Christmas. Now they've reversed themselves. To my knowledge, we've not reversed ourselves here yet. So let me go to what may be an end of the beginning. This is about return to the office. Wall Street Journal reporting. After COVID closures, a new quest to make offices less awful. To lure workers back, companies are renovating spaces using software so staff can coordinate visits and dangling upgraded food to make offices more appealing. You want to create a pull, not a push. Do you see this, Chris? Changing the architecture of offices or making them closer to, say, a university would have a student center. And that's what some of these pictures look like.
In the tech industry, you've seen in Silicon Valley, whether it be Google or Apple, some of these campuses that have amazing amenities, free meals, free services, the best chefs, the best caterers, and all the things to entice the best and brightest. With the worker shortages and the challenges with hiring, you're having to bring in more and more amenities to be able to hire employees and make it a great experience for them on an ongoing basis. But the challenge that I would put out to many of the folks that are thinking of remote work, or the challenge of remote work, many of these companies are testing capabilities to be able to say that while you might be remote working today from Chicago or from Memphis, in the future, those companies have built the infrastructure to let that remote worker also be in Indonesia or India at a much lower cost. So be careful what you wish for, because there's always another side to that coin.
Now we turn to the larger story of the recovery and the economy. There's a hesitation on Wall Street, but it worries a lot. Do you see the recovery flatlining in any fashion? Because you see hospitality services, you also see business-to-business services. You see the full range. Is there a fresh hesitation, something different than we saw at the end of summer?
John, in traveling the U.S. The last several weeks very aggressively and being in both blue states and red states, I would postulate that if we go in the U.S. to another lockdown, a large percentage of the service companies that are out there, the small restaurants, the small hospitality and service companies, are going to have immense, immense trouble sustaining through 2022. They just cannot afford another shutdown, and their business models will break, and you're looking at a wave of economic damage that is going to be very, very severe.
Oh, Boris Johnson is trying a compromise, advising stay for home for X number of weeks, and then... But that doesn't speak to the people who must be in the office or who must man the shop. After all, the business of America is small business. As you know, hospitality requires people to be in attendance. There's this, though, Chris. Is hospitality deciding to go to kiosks and robots? Is that happening?
Your hospitality is driving to more and more service automation, whether that be the mobile app, ordering on your phone, or kiosks, because of the worker shortages. You are seeing at that lower tier, entry-level positions or more service-oriented positions, the shortage of workers and the absolute direct inflation to wages there is forcing companies to automation simply to be able to sustain. But that's not good for that long-term, lightly skilled worker in that hospitality field, as their jobs in the future are certainly at risk.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report. We have no certainty of whatsoever about Omicron. We're indicating that the headlines out of Europe is that they're changing to Plan B. As of yet, we've not heard that in the United States. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.